My name's John Elliott, and this is a podcast from the Insights in Jazz series, www.dropback.co.uk. Hello. This week I want to look at another simple song, and this time it's Perdido, which you can find on page 164 of the Insights in Jazz book. So very quickly, the form of the song, it's a classic AABA form, 32 bars. So there are three A sections which are pretty much identical, and so three quarters of the song is covered off there, and then there's a contrasting bridge as we expect in the B section. This song originates, it was from 1941. The first two recordings I see were made by the Ellington Band in 1941 and 1942. Apparently the lyrics were written later. You don't need to worry about learning the lyrics in order to be able to play this song better. It's pretty awful lyrics. So Perdido, which I understand is Spanish for lost. Okay, so let's look at the A section to start with. The A section is made up of a 7-chord drop back, as I call it. So we'll see the classic cadence, followed by the drop back chord, chord 6, which may or may not be broken down, followed by another retake of the original cadence. So that is the basic 7-chord drop back, as I call it. You'll find this described in chapter 5 of the book on page 22. So the first A section has a G7 at the end to turn us around and get us back to start the second A section, so that's also a drop back. Chord 6-7 is what I call a drop back. Then the 7-chord drop back occurs again to complete the second A section, so that's simple. The sidewinder join is what we need to get it into the bridge. And the bridge is the rhythm bridge, so-called because it's the one that occurs in the very common I Got Rhythm changes from the Gershwin song. So you'll find this bridge in all of the songs that use the I Got Rhythm changes, such as Oleo and all the other ones. There's lots of examples of songs that use the rhythm changes. You'll also find this bridge in some other standards, such as Scrapple from the Apple, Charlie Parker's Scrapple from the Apple. The song I've Got the World on a String uses this bridge. And also, I Can't Believe You're in Love with Me uses this bridge as well. So it's a bridge that's worth learning. And it's described on page 54 of the book in chapter 16 about the meta view and rising above the song and looking down on it. It's one of two very common bridges in standards from the American Songbook. The other one being the one that you see in Honeysuckle Rose. And what's interesting about these two bridges is that the second half of them is the same. They end with what the method calls a slow launcher. So it's pretty difficult to get lost. And if you do get lost, you can always listen out for the where the second half of the bridge starts, and you know that you'll be doing a slow launcher, which is basically chord 2-7, which may or may not be broken down, followed by chord 5-7, which may or may not be broken down, into their 2-5 pairs. So that's the bridge, and to get from the bridge to the final A, we have what I've called a two-goes join, because the final C minor 7, F7 of the bridge goes into another C minor F7 for the beginning of the final A section, the final drop back. And so it's a two goes join in effect. It's the kind of join that you'd see in the middle of a two goes cadence. And that's it. That's the whole song. That was a recording that my octet made of Bodido back in 1998. It's extremely simple, and that's why it's so commonly played at jam sessions. You'll find all sorts of recordings. 1947 Carnegie Hall recording where there's a tenor battle takes place. There's a Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie recording. There's a Basie Band with Sarah Vaughan singing recording. There's an Ellington Band with Ella Fitzgerald singing, where they both have some really good scat solos. So the reason this song's so popular for jam sessions is its simplicity, as I've said. And the dropback, the seven chord dropback that accounts for three quarters of this song, is really extremely simple to play over. We've seen this brick in previous podcasts. Such as the one about Fly Me to the Moon. And because it's essentially made up of two cadences in the home key, it's really simple to play over. And if you're minded to quote other songs, you can quote any song that starts with a cadence in the home key. So for example, if you listen to the Charlie Parker Dizzy Gillespie recording, in Dizzy Gillespie's solo you'll hear him quoting Laura in one chorus of his song, and you'll hear him quoting other songs as well. It's such a common way to start, is with a cadence in the home key. It makes it very easy in a song like this to drop these quotes in to quite powerful effect. Other songs that have the seven chord dropback in them: Fly Me to the Moon, we've mentioned, it occurs in the second eight measures there. Everything Happens to Me is pretty much made up of these dropbacks. We can talk about that in a separate podcast. It's got some interesting variations in there. I'll Remember April Bridge starts with one of these. Gone with the Wind has two of these at double speed to make up its A section. Baubles, Bangles and Beads. There's some modified versions in the songs, but not for me. Delight. Oh, it was an interesting Latin jazz song called It Must Be Love. which uses this for its A section, this seven chord dropback. Oh, and Love for Sale in its bridge as well. So there's lots and lots of examples. So it's worth learning this brick and having some fun playing over lots of tunes that you'll suddenly find that you know with no effort. And because it's so simple, you're able to play more easily around with substitutions, such as what kind of dropback do you do in the middle of your seven chord dropback? You know, do you do a TTFA dropback? Do you do a chromatic dropback? Just like we talked about in the Secret Love podcasts. Lots of fun to be had here. And because it's such a simple song to remember the bricks of, it makes it simple to play in multiple keys as well. So if you wanted to spice your arrangement up or your jam session version of it, you could agree to do some modulations as well. If you're wanting to search yourself, you know, for songs that start, say, with a cadence in the home key, or songs that contain a seven chord dropback, what I like to do is to use the Insights in Jazz book PDF, either the ebook, if you bought the ebook, or if you bought the print book, then on the CD you'll find all the roadmaps as a PDF, and it makes it very easy for you to electronically search through the roadmaps to find the songs that contain the things that you want. I had an email from a drummer who was running a workshop in Leeds saying that he wanted to look for examples of songs that started with cadence in the home key, or songs that didn't start with a cadence in the home key, or songs that started on chord 2, or songs that didn't start on chord 2. You know, and he found that my book made it really simple for him to identify lots of the songs very quickly. Okay, that's it for Simple Song Perdido.
My name is John Elliott. I'm the author of Insights in Jazz, which is available from www.dropback.co.uk. If you've got any questions you'd like to ask about the podcast or the method in the book, or any suggestions you'd like to make for future podcasts, then please contact me by emailing me at john@dropback.co.uk. If you found this podcast useful and you'd like to leave a tip, then you can visit the website where there's a PayPal donate button. Thanks for listening.